Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen. In de weekendeditie van 19 oktober schreef de Australian Financial Review in een sectie over gezondheid een groot verhaal met als titel Psychedelic Experiment. An Australian couple is helping develop a bold new frontier in treating depression. En zij vertellen over het psychedelisch experiment dat zij ondergingen in Nederland. De naam van het koppel, Tania de Jong en Peter Hunt. Peter Hunt. Nu aan de telefoon, Tania de Jong. Welcome, Tania.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Good.
This is an amazing story. And how did the idea come about going for a psychedelic experiment?
Yes, indeed. So my husband and I went to the Netherlands. So I'm Dutch born.
Right.
And, so we went to the Netherlands about 3 years ago because we'd heard about the incredible effectiveness of psychedelic-assisted therapy through Tim Ferriss, you know, the blogger and writer, author.
Okay.
And so we then read an article by Michael Pollan, who wrote the book How to Change Your Mind. And it was so convincing in terms of resetting your brain. So the use of psilocybin, the active ingredient in magic mushrooms, is highly effective for increasing the neuroplasticity of your brain, the neurogenesis of your brain, and for helping people who are suffering from depression or anxiety, trauma, addictions, and so on. So the research is now showing that these substances have major impacts on helping people to go into complete remission from these conditions.
Yeah, and to go all the way to the Netherlands to experience this, why did that need to be happening in the Netherlands?
That's unfortunate because Australia has at the moment classified these medicines as Category 9, which means they're considered dangerous and of no medical value, which unfortunately is not the reality. What happened was in 1970, President Nixon had his war on drugs and basically outlawed all drugs regardless of their value. So in the 50s and 60s, psilocybin and other psychedelic medicines were considered as the next big thing in psychiatry.
Right.
And they were used for tens of thousands of patients suffering from traumas, addictions, relationship stresses, depression and other things to take them into complete remission. But unfortunately, when Nixon did his war on drugs, he was indiscriminate about which drugs were made illegal. And unfortunately, you know, the most harmful drugs were made illegal, but so were the least harmful. But also alcohol, which is the most harmful drug of all, both to self and others, was not made illegal. So we have this ridiculous situation where alcohol, the most harmful drug, is legal and you can have as much of it as you want and do harm to others.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, medicines such as psilocybin mushrooms, which have incredibly low toxicity and very little harm ever, but certainly in supervised environments, psilocybin, there's never been a single incident with that.
Yeah. So this was 3 years ago. And how was this experiment having its effects on you your husband?
Yeah. Well, of course, the actual prohibition on drugs was 50 years ago, nearly 50 years ago. But for us, yes. I mean, 3 years ago, we went to the Netherlands, where, of course, truffle mushrooms are legal and you can buy them in, you know, every third or fourth shop in Amsterdam, for example.
Yeah.
So we worked with a Dutch guide who took us through a ceremony with psilocybin. And it was transformational. I mean, it took us into a completely different world. We were able to reconnect with, you know, with one another, with many other relationships with ourselves,
yeah,
with nature. So there was an incredible sense of oneness.
That's amazing.
Unity consciousness, if you like. We were able to also process some of our trauma. So my husband had lost his father to suicide when he was 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I am the daughter and granddaughter of Holocaust survivors. So that basically meant that I was able to, you know, move through some of my own trauma, which is epigenetic trauma. It's in my cells. I wasn't personally there.
Yeah.
But many of us carry epigenetic trauma that
of course,
is passed down
yes.
through generations. And so it's amazing to be able to actually completely let go of that baggage, which, you know, many of us carry our whole lives and which makes our lives not as beautiful and not as meaningful as what we could.
And I guess it doesn't erase your memory or...
No, it doesn't erase your memory, but it helps you to forgive and to feel compassion and empathy.
And that is an ongoing effect.
That's right, yeah. So it's persistent. One of the wonderful things about psilocybin therapy, so psilocybin therapy, psychedelic-assisted therapy, is now in final stage trials with the FDA, so it could become a prescribable medicine within the next 2 or 3 years.
Right. And this
and
is...
one of the things about psilocybin therapy is that the effect increases over time as you integrate the experience, because it's quite a remarkable experience. And as opposed to normal antidepressants or psychotherapy, which often you have to be on for life,
yeah,
with minimal effectiveness. You know, a lot of people may go on an antidepressant but might have some effectiveness for a short period, but then it tapers off.
And
this is for life.
So, yeah. Well, this is amazingly interesting. And is this something you can, like in the Netherlands, it is, mm-hmm. so you can purchase this, those magic
right.
mushrooms, but is this
yes.
Okay to just go to the shop and then take it for yourself? And
well, look, in the Netherlands, it is. I mean, of course, I say to anyone who's struggling with some type of, you know, mental illness or addiction or other kind of challenge, that it's better if you do this in a supervised environment. And actually, in the Netherlands, there's also a whole lot of retreats.
Yeah.
And there's some retreats that are better than others. So, for example, there's some retreats called Synthesis in the Netherlands, which are, you know, they have a lot of supervision. So if you go to a Synthesis retreat, you'll have people who are watching you and being with you and helping you process the experience, which in my opinion is much better than doing it yourself, certainly in the first instance.
Yeah, great. We have only 20 seconds left, Tanya. Sorry about
okay.
that.
No
but
problem.
Can you tell me and tell the audience where they can find some more information, especially
sure.
about your Mind Medicine Australia?
Yes, yeah, no. Well, we'd love people to support us and, you know, contribute in any way that they would like to make sure these medicines become available in Australia to those who are suffering and need them. So our website is www.mindmedicineaustralia.org, and we are a registered charity, so of course people can donate, and donations are fully tax deductible. And we want to make sure that Australia can catch up with the Netherlands.
And that's amazing. Well, Tanya, thank you very much for your time. And when people Google your name, they will find much and much more
thank
about
you.
Everything that you're doing, about creativity, about what you're doing with one voice, helping people to sing together and to emerge from wherever they are and to enjoy life for the best, for the most.
Well, thank you, Val. And send me a copy of the interview and I will share it.
I will. Thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you very much.
Okay. Goeiedag.
Tot ziens.
Tot ziens.
Like. Deel. Geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.